Charities in Australia are involved in all sorts of work, such as providing care to older Australians, promoting music and the arts, and supporting people living with disability. There are about 55,000 charities in Australia, and the word charity has a special legal meaning. Charities are a particular type of not-for-profit, of which there are about 600,000 in Australia. The Australian government uses the definition of charity set out in the Charities Act. The ACNC Act sets out the requirements for becoming a registered charity with the ACNC. As part of meeting the definition of charity, an organisation must be a not-for-profit and have a charitable purpose that is for the public benefit. Let's look through these one by one. All charities must be not-for-profits, but the definition of not-for-profit isn't always well understood. Being a not-for-profit is not really about making a profit at all. It's about purpose and about how resources and profits are used. Not-for-profits cannot operate for the profit or gain of particular people, such as board members, their friends, or relatives. The essential difference is how a charity uses its resources. Like in a commercial business, generally speaking, your revenue minus your expenses will give you your profit. In a charity, any profit the charity makes must be used towards its charitable purpose, rather than distributed to any individuals for their private benefit. The second requirement is that charities must have a charitable purpose. The list of allowed charitable purposes is set out in the Charities Act. This Act sets out 12 charitable purposes, such as advancing health and advancing education. Every charity's purpose is slightly different, but they must fall within one of these 12 categories. There are also two additional categories which have special requirements and benefits, but you'll have to read more about these on our website. Your charity can have more than one charitable purpose. For example, if your charity is a religious school, it's likely to have the purposes of both advancing education and advancing religion. All of your charity's purposes must either be charitable or exist to support a charitable purpose. Your charity cannot, however, have a purpose that is not charitable. For example, generally not-for-profits that are social or sporting or other recreational clubs are unlikely to have solely charitable purposes. Your charity's charitable purpose must also be for the benefit of the public, with only a few exceptions. You could, for example, establish a charity to promote choirs and the enjoyment of them among the people of Adelaide, but you could not establish a charity to do this among the members of a particular family. The reason for this is that whereas the citizens of Adelaide represent a sufficient section of the public, a particular family does not. The ACNC looks at all of these components together when determining charity status. Charities must be not-for-profit and have a charitable purpose that benefits the public. These three components are linked together in the definition of charity. To find out more, visit acnc.gov.au and read about who can register.